Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
How do you find your peace? It's almost too simple. So if it's that simple, why don't we do it? As we approach In America Thanksgiving, some are stressed out because they are going to have family over. Maybe not all of the family gets along. Maybe they have different viewpoints on politics and religious life and beliefs. Maybe people just get on your nerves because that's their personality. So how do you find your peace and love everyone exactly as they are right now? Or maybe it has nothing to do with Thanksgiving, and you are anxious, worried, and fearful. You're living in the future, worrying about it, or you're regretting the past, and you don't have this true inner peace. Inner peace is incredible. But I have to tell you, it comes from prayer and God. And prayer is the foundation of every spiritual life. I'm going to be a little matter of fact here, because it's so important to pray. And so many are too busy. They don't have the time. They can't quiet their mind, which they can, by the way. Or they just go about their day and they decide they'll pray later, and they never do. Or they think, I don't know how to pray. I struggle with doing it right. I must be doing it wrong because I'm, quote unquote, not getting anything out of it. And prayer is just a moment where we sit and we talk to God. And in most cases, we just sit and be with God. And so let's talk about morning prayer versus all day incessant prayer. Morning prayer, I will go to my dying day saying it matters. It sets the stage for your entire day. I am not a morning person. I am not a night person. I love my sleep and I want as much of it as I possibly can get. But when I wake up before the sun rises, when there's peace in the house, my husband's out the door, in your case, maybe people are still sleeping, your life doesn't start yet, the craziness, that, my dear friends, is the time to spend with God, thanking Him, telling Him your worries and your fears, delivering spirits that are starting to already bombard you with thoughts and worries and fear. That, my dear friends, is what the Bible says. And I'll reiterate the Book of Wisdom when the manna fell from heaven and it fell on the ground. And they went out and they collected it. But once the sun rose, the manna was gone. I've talked to many people, many priests. Morning prayer is the best way to start your day. And if you don't know how to pray, or you don't have a pattern or a routine in your life, then my goodness, check out my 40-day prayer program. It's me walking with you in a video every day together to help you learn how to pray. Use all the beautiful resources in the Catholic Church and get that habit started. I put the link to that program in the description of this podcast. I don't care if you use me or if you use something else, just do it. At the very least, don't even worry about how, but just do it. Just get up. Please make it at least 30 minutes. By the time you get up, maybe you make coffee, you go sit down, you light your candle, you grab your rosary, you get all comfy, and 15 minutes have already gone by. So if you're trying to do 15 minutes of silence with God, you must prepare for it. You have to sit in silence and put yourself in His presence and get yourself prepared for prayer. And then you pray. You don't just dive right on into it. It doesn't work that way. You've got to silence and put yourself in solitude and the presence of God. And honestly, I call on the army of the heavens. I ask all the angels and saints, my guardian angel, Saint Mary, Saint Joseph, to wrap around me, and all the holy angels as well, to pray with me, to inspire me, to send me the message when I'm about to read the readings, because that's what I meditate on. So when I read the readings, I say, Lord, please help me hear a message from you. It might be a theme, might be a word, might be a verse, but that's what I sit in silence with for 15 minutes. But I'm just asking you to start your day 15 minutes with Him. You don't necessarily have to read the Bible, although I highly recommend it, because there are daily readings and daily mass out there for a reason. There's a message in these times. There's messages that we can glean from these beautiful living words that I believe God put in our path for such a time as this. But if you just want to start by sitting with Him and asking Him to give him your peace so that you can love those in your life, that you can love yourself and be calm and present in today. Prayer is critical to your spiritual life. It's not negotiable. We haven't talked about this in a while, so I think it's very important to remind everyone that prayer is the foundation of your walk. If you want that peace from God, you've got to walk toward Him. You have to commit and make the decision to love Him. Make the decision to spend time with Him, whether you feel like it or not. Because love isn't a feeling. It's a decision. It's a choice. And we all, I believe, choose to love God. But we don't choose to spend that time with Him. We don't choose to worship Him like we are called to do. Now, that's morning prayer. Incessant prayer throughout the day. So you're in the middle of your day and things are going crazy and you are losing it. Or you're living too much in the future. You're letting your mind worry. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving. Maybe you're freaking out about all these people coming over. Maybe you're sad and depressed because it's just going to be your immediate family or you alone because of the fear that the world has about the illness that's going on out there in today's day and age. Whatever your decision is and whatever you're going to do, love the moment. Appreciate the moment. Maybe if you're by yourself, you spend a little time in prayer. You can disconnect from the TV. Don't watch anything that's going to get you riled up and anxious and mad or sad or upset. Disconnect. Maybe watch a beautiful spiritual movie. Maybe even The Passion of Christ. Look at his suffering in comparison to yours. And boy, things won't seem that grim. I'm telling you. Every time I think about him hanging on that cross for 3 hours and the brutality that he faced during his passion, yeah, my life ain't so bad. And so when people are over, maybe you can, or when people are pushing your buttons, maybe they're not even over and they're still pushing your buttons on social media or people that you work with, or you're on some remote conference call, or your children are stepping on every last nerve you have. It's a moment to pull yourself toward God. Inwardly go. Go to your heart where God resides and say, Lord, please help me. Change my heart right now. I don't want to be angry with my kids. I don't want to be frustrated with the people around me. I really do not want to be angry, sad, anxious, worried, fearful. Help me bite my tongue. Help me not be a right fighter. Help me love, but yet still be confident in who I am and my beliefs. Help me inform, not debate, and with charity and love, not to be right, but to share truth, honesty. Lord, speak through me. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Or perhaps you're just in your day and you are not feeling peaceful. Lord, please fill me with your peace. Take a moment and thank God for the beautiful blessings that you have in your life. And if that doesn't work, then deliver the spirit of whatever is taunting you. Don't forget the spirit of obsession and the spirit of harassment. If you keep thinking of something over and over and over again, you can't get it out of your mind, that's harassment and obsession. Deliver them out. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bind the spirit of obsession and harassment, and I command you to go to the foot of the holy cross for Jesus Christ to pour his precious blood on you and to receive your sentence. And tonight, when you go to bed, if tomorrow you're having people over, ask the Lord to give you a beautiful night's sleep so that you're rested and filled with energy and joy of God so that you can share love with everyone tomorrow. And in the morning, start with prayer. I know you've got a lot going on. You might be getting up at 4 a.m. to put that turkey in. Well, that's even better. Maybe you can listen to the rosary while you're doing some things in the kitchen. Or reflect on how beautiful the day is. Project how you want it to be. Think about the beautiful time that you're going to have with your family. Don't bring in the negative thoughts of what you fear is going to happen, that Uncle Bob is going to get on everyone's case and tick everybody off, you know? Like, Uncle Bob's going to be beautiful today. And I'm going to make sure of it because I'm just going to love him and love him and love him and love him. And the more you love people, the less you can argue with them. Find your peace through prayer. in the morning and throughout the day. Call on God. Remember, He is our strength and our weakness. Alrighty, everyone. I love you all. I hope you have a beautiful day. If you're preparing for Thanksgiving, and if you're not even thinking about Thanksgiving because you're on the other side of the world, which I know there are many of you that listen, be thankful anyway. Take this advice every day. This has nothing to do with Thanksgiving per se, but in some cases it does because it's stressful when you're with family. You can choose your friends, but you can't choose your family. And God has us in this family that we have for a reason. We could be the light and the love that they all need so desperately. Peace is in prayer. Don't forget. So spend some extra time in prayer today. And I wish you a blessed and inspired one. Talk to you soon.
Finding someone on an online Catholic dating site shouldn't be like shopping for a blender. So why do most dating sites leave you feeling like you're shopping for a spouse? At Catholic Singles, we connect members through our unique user polls and activities, which help you discover other members and their personalities and interests. Because you're a person, not a profile picture. So stop shopping and start discerning. Trust your love story to the original Catholic dating site and use the promo code BREADBOX at checkout for 20% off at CatholicSingles.com.